Merging with Shiva, Lesson 1, Parashiva, Life's Ultimate Goal. Never have there been so many people living on the planet wondering, what is the real goal, the final purpose of life? However, man is blinded by his ignorance and his concern with the externalities of the world. He is caught, enthralled, bound by karma. The ultimate realizations available are beyond his understanding and remain to him obscure, even intellectually. Man's ultimate quest, the final evolutionary frontier, is within man himself. It is the truth spoken by Vedic rishis as the self within man, attainable through control of the mind and purification. It is karma that keeps us from knowing of and reaching life's final goal. Yet it is wrong to even call it a goal. It is what is known by the knower to have always existed. It is not a matter of becoming the self, but of realizing that you never were not the self. And what is that self? It is Parashiva, it is God. It is that which is beyond the mind, beyond thought, feeling, and emotion, beyond time, form, and space. That is what all men are seeking, looking for, longing for. When karma is controlled through yoga and dharma well performed, the energies are transmuted to their ultimate state. The Vedic truth of life, discovered by the rishis so long ago, becomes obvious. That goal is to realize God Shiva in his absolute or transcendent state, which when realized is your own ultimate state, timeless, formless, spaceless truth. That truth lies beyond the thinking mind, beyond the feeling nature, beyond action or any movement of the vrittis, the waves of the mind. Being seeing this truth then gives the correct perspective, brings the external realities into perspective. They then are seen as truly unrealities, yet not discarded as such. This intimate experience must be experienced while in the physical body. One comes back and back again into flesh simply to realize Parashiva. Nothing more. Yet the self or Parashiva is an experience only after it has been experienced. Yet it is not an experience at all, but the only possible non-experience which registers in its aftermath upon the mind of man. Prior to that, it is a goal. After realization, one thing is lost, the desire for the self.